Yeah, we're kind of going into the mystic today, aren't we? The hearings open right as I'm speaking to you. They're getting going. It's the John Gibson Morning Digestion for this November 13th. So, yes, hearings began. The Hill has a piece called It's the Dems' Make or Break Moment. The money quote is, in many respects, the hearings are a simple public relations campaign. Democrats have already heard this week's witnesses testify for hours privately. Now they're taking these stories to the televised world in hopes of captivating viewers and bringing voter sentiment behind the notion that Trump abused his power and should become just the third president in the country's history to be impeached. New York Times hearing starts today. New York Times thinks this stuff will happen. Four issues. Giuliani's interference, security aid. This is the money that was supposed to go to Ukraine to fight the Russians. The July 25th call and firing Yovanovitch. Those are the four issues the Times has identified. So the question is, why can't the president use Rudy Giuliani to advance his foreign policy? The security aid was held up, but really delivered on time. The July 25th call, read the transcript, and firing Yovanovitch. Apparently the firing of Yovanovitch, who was the ambassador to Ukraine, was that she was believed to be an anti-Trumper. I think the president can fire any ambassador he wants for any reason he wants. Washington Post, GOP and the Dems push dueling messages on impeachment. The money quote, the series of open hearings will begin Wednesday and will be a pivotal test of lawmakers' ability to sway public opinion for or against Trump's impeachment. In a polarized political environment where both parties are seeking to use the inquiry to their advantage heading into the 2020 presidential and congressional campaigns. It will also have the air of history. Only Presidents Johnson and Clinton have been impeached by the House, although neither was convicted by the Senate and removed from office. It was a defining episode of their presidencies. There you go. So basically that story is that Democrats are trying to tar up Trump. The Washington Post, five questions that need answering. Now, the number one that I thought in this was Trump behind it? I mean, you got all these ambassadors like Bill Taylor and this George Kent and all these characters and Yovanovitch coming in saying, well, yeah, Gordon Sondland said there was a quid pro quo and Giuliani was pressuring and so forth. But the money quote, did Trump himself order aid withheld to pressure Ukraine to investigate his political opponents? One, Joe Biden. Or were some people in his administration acting of their own volition or their interpretation of what he wanted? You would think that would be kind of important. New York Times blames John Solomon for everything. This is by Jeremy Peters, and he's just going after John Solomon, the reporter for The Hill, who frequently appears on Hannity. So that's crime enough in Jeremy Peters' view. Money quote, in his testimony, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, the top Ukraine expert on the National Security Council, seemed alarmed at how quickly Mr. Solomon's story was amplified by high-profile figures like Mr. Giuliani and Trump's son. He testified the entire thing, quote, smelled really rotten. Yeah, well, this is about Giuliani pushing the story that Ukraine people were involved in trying to tip the 16 election away from Trump. Rudy for the defense. Rudy writes an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. There's a lot of points to go over this. But I'll just read you this one. For Messrs. Trump and Zelensky to discuss these issues was not only proper, but an exercise of Mr. Trump's responsibility as U.S. president, as expressed in Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution, quote, to take care that the laws of the United States are faithfully executed. He makes some other points. Washington Post fact checker on this on debunked claims. And this was interesting. It's just this piece in the Washington Post by Glenn Kessler, who's a fact checker, seems to say, you know, Trump is not allowed to change his own policy. I mean, this is a quote. Trump, in ordering that military aid be paused, was acting against a policy developed within his administration and thwarting the will of Congress, which had approved the aid. So this policy developed in his administration, he's not allowed to tell his own people, you can't do that, or I'm going to change it. This is really amazing. Washington Post attacks Tucker for ignoring, quote, dumb, boring impeachment. I didn't get a money quote here. I don't think there is one. New York Post, VDH, Victor Davis Hanson on 10 reasons why the impeachment is really a coup. Here's one, for instance. It is certainly not a crime for a president to adopt his own foreign policy to fit particular countries, nor to request of a foreign government with a history of corruption seeking U.S. aid to ensure that it is not in the past colluded with prior U.S. officials in suspicious activity. That's not a crime. Politico, Repubs, stick with Trump at your peril. We'll come back to haunt you. The money quote, most Republicans do not face a high cost within their own party for defending Trump, but in a country becoming younger and more diverse, there's little chance even these internal GOP politics remain static. The isolationists of the 1930s had the popular position at the time, but had considerable explaining to do for years after. So did the McCarthy backers of the 1950s. So did the civil rights opponents of the 1960s. You're going to have to explain yourself, John. Trump, the Southern Poverty Law Center is targeting Stephen Miller, accusing him of white nationalism because he sent a bunch of stories to a reporter at Breitbart and she released his emails. Washington Post, Trump is looking to lower your tax rate to 15% if you're in the middle class. Tech, Google will offer checking accounts. Nike will stop selling to Amazon. This is over Amazon allowing its site to be used for people who counterfeit. Politics, it's not the economy anymore, stupid. Polarized electorate doesn't care about the economy. That's in the Wall Street Journal. New York Post, Mayor Pete is at the top of the Iowa polls. New York Post, Nikki 2024. This story is really dumb. It says, Nikki's keeping the door open for 2024. Well, no shit. Politico, Hillary says she's being urged by many, many people to run, among them me. Go ahead, run. Social justice warrior. This is interesting. The Disney streaming service starts, and Disney is warning viewers about its new streaming services on Fox News. The quote is, Disney's new streaming service warns fans that they may encounter, quote, outdated cultural depictions while watching some of its older content. For instance, I can't remember which one it's in, there's two crows who are played as black guys, you know, sort of talking in jive talk, and that's an outdated cultural depiction. In Lady and the Tramp, there's two Siamese cats sounding all Asian. That's an outdated cultural depiction. And guess what? Disney is never going to let you see Song of the South. But you can go on, that's in the New York Times, but you can go on YouTube and look up Zippity-Doo-Dah, and it's right there. Zippity-Doo-Dah, zippity-day, wonderful feeling coming my way. Anyway, also under Social Justice Warriors, Kaepernick set to work out with some NFL teams. This is a special workout in Atlanta that will be attended by some NFL scouts. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, would 19 hours in the air make you crazy? This is the Qantas New York City to Sydney flight, 19 hours and 16 minutes, I think. The money quote, for Qantas, a new route will shave some 3 hours off the regular New York-Sydney route, eliminating the need to change planes in the hellhole that is LAX. That in itself is cause for celebration. In the words of Alan Joyce, Qantas' chief executive, those who come through LA know how much of a pain it is. Well, okay, 19 hours. New York Times, 17-year-old athlete gets a double lung transplant. It's all about vaping. And in the New York Post, a Minnesota Arby's is in trouble for putting up a sign that says only well-behaved children are welcome. that's the news, you know, and the impeachment hearings are beginning right now. And so we are going into the mystic. Write to me at host@johngibson.com. I'll try to have as much impeachment stuff as I can on the podcast later, but more of it tomorrow, actually. So the podcast is available to you if you go to johngibson.com and sign up. Thank you. Do that. Call the Bitch Box at 859-544-2766. Follow me on Twitter @GibsonRadio and retweet me if you don't mind.